current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's segment of News Right Now, Fresh Violence. Almost a month after the Chinese-mediated peace talks between Afghanistan and Pakistan, which took place in order to calm the tension that had been escalating since the beginning of the year between the two, a strike was allegedly fired from Pakistan. This strike hit a university in Afghanistan, leading to a death toll of 7 and 85 wounded, some of whom are children. While this is taking place, Pakistan is attempting to bring Iran and the US to a quote-unquote peace agreement. The US puppet Asim Munir has shown his loyalty to the US by trying to bring quote-unquote peace for the kafir US, while Pakistan sheds the blood of our Muslim brothers and sisters in Afghanistan. Through these attempts, the Pakistani regime has reflected its value for the blood of the kuffar more than the blood of its own brothers and sisters. Pakistan attempts to bring peace for America, pushing for agreements that lead to the plans of the US to pull through, which takes the Muslim lands and resources, and also sheds the blood of the Muslims. All this despite the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ when he said, while circulating around the Kaaba,
مَا أَطْيَبَكِ وَأَطْيَبَ رِيحَكِ مَا أَعْظَمَكِ وَأَعْظَمَ حُرْمَتَكِ وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَحُرْمَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ حُرْمَةً مِنْكِ مَالِهِ وَدَمِهِ وَأَنَّ ظُنَّ بِهِ إِلَّا خَيْرًا.
How pure are you and how pure is your fragrance? How great are you and how great is your sanctity? By the one in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad, the sanctity of the believer is greater to Allah than your sanctity. In his wealth, his life, and assume nothing of him but good. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam should not be fooled by the false notion that the kafir drawn border makes a difference between us. For we are one body. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam are brothers in Islam. When we fall into the trap of believing that a nation state set up by the kuffar is what gives us our identity, what sets us apart, we cheapen the blood of the Muslims. The blood that is valuable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the ones who received the last and final message, who bear witness, La ilaha illallah wa Muhammadun Rasulullah, are one body. We are one ummah. No imaginary border will be able to actually remove the bond that holds us together, which is our faith. The US may trick and plant regimes in order to separate us, but in reality, we are one nation. Our peace, honor, and even our blood is one. Our war is with the same enemy, the kuffar. The only way we can fight the true enemy is with a rightly guided ruler, a caliph. One who will implement the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood, and bring this ummah under one just system, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are one in every aspect, so we must not let the plans and the lines drawn by the kuffar deceive us into believing otherwise. We are one. We must not work to preserve their blood while shedding our own. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
ترى المؤمنون في تراحمهم وتوادهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد إذا اشتكى عضوا تداعى له سائر جسده بالسهر والحمى.
You see the believers as regards their being merciful among themselves and showing love among themselves and being kind, resembling one body, so that if any part of the body is not well, then the whole body shares the sleeplessness, insomnia, and fever with it. It is time to give our blood the value ascribed to it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is time that we resume our shield and protector, our khilafah, and reclaim our real value and place amongst mankind. Thank you for listening. Wa jazakum Allahu khayran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.